First public hearing this evening is case number 12411. Cyril H. Price and Doris Davis Price seek variances from the road frontage requirement for proposed lots, section 115.25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Mount Joy Road, that's Route 5, approximately 0.32 miles northwest of John J. Williams Highway, that's Route 24. The 911 address is 30692 and 30882 Mount Joy Road, Millsborough. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 31.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting one, a 22.56-foot variance from the required 150-foot lot width requirement for a proposed parcel, and two, a 54.49-foot variance from the required 150-foot lot width requirement for a proposed parcel. Staff would note that we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Chair and Board. My name is Mackenzie P, and I'm an associate attorney with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, here tonight representing Cyril and Doris Price, who sit behind me, in their request for variances from the road frontage requirement for proposed lots in the AR1 Agricultural Residential District for lots fronting on a number road, section 115.25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property, as Mr. Whitehouse just said, is located on the south side of Mount Joy Road, Route 15, approximately 0.32 miles northwest of John J. Williams Highway, otherwise known as Route 24. Mr. and Mrs. Price require variances from the road frontage for the subdivision of their 16.293-acre parcel into 1.96-acre lot, identified as Parcel B on the subdivision plan attached with their application, and 115.332-acre lot identified as Parcel A on the subdivision plan. Mr. and Mrs. Price have lived on this property since 1974. The applicants seek approval of these two variances before the permitted subdivision of their property, and if approved, they plan to transfer, subsequent to the subdivision, the almost one acre lot identified as Parcel B to their son Gary, who sits behind them and is here tonight with his parents. I would like to have Mr. Price be sworn in at this time in case there are follow-up questions after I go through each variance request.
Come up here, sir.
Go right over?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right to Mr.
Take
Sharp.
Take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes. 30692 Mount Joy Road, Millsborough, Delaware, 19966. And what else did you want?
Your name.
Cyril H. Price.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And you can either stand up with your attorney or you can have a seat and we'll call you when you need.
My can says I'll sit down.
Understood.
And if it's okay with the board, I'd like to address the variances together. The arguments are the same other than the request for the amount for each parcel A and B.
That's fine.
Okay. The applicants request a variance for Parcel A in the amount of 22.56 feet and a variance for Parcel B in the amount of 54.49 feet from the road frontage requirement for proposed lots as detailed in Section 115.25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is unique in that it has two dwellings on one parcel. The property is also unique in that the land fronting Mount Joy Road, Route 15, appears to have previously been subdivided from the larger parcel, creating a one-acre parcel on the property identified as 234-29.00-33.00 and owned by a Richard Gomez, previously reducing the road frontage on this parcel. Two, because of the physical circumstances and condition, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the 150-foot road frontage requirement of the proposed parcels. The variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property and to approve the variances to allow for the subdivision from Parcel B from Parcel A. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicants. Those two homes were actually on this property prior to their purchase. Also to note, there's two separate septic mound systems on for both dwellings. Granting of the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development of adjacent property nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The property is located in the AR1 district where detached single-family dwellings are permitted on individual lots. The granting of the two variances and ultimate subdivision of the parcel will be consistent with surrounding lots and dwellings. For example, we see the adjacent lot owned by Richard Gomez shown on the subdivision plan is similar to our proposed subdivision and our request for a reduction in road frontage for parcel B. Finally, the variance request will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible with the request for 22.6 for parcel A and a 54.49 foot variance for parcel B. Are there any questions?
Are there any questions from members of the board?
Do you know when the both houses were built?
I don't. I only know that they were built prior to 1974. I'm not sure if you know when they were built. Do you know when the homes were built on the property?
Probably in the 50s.
50s, you think?
I'm sorry, 40s.
Do you know when the homes on the property were built prior to your use?
Yes. In the late 1930s.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
However, 4 years ago, I remodeled everything. So
wonderful.
We have new roof, new heating system, new electricity, paint all over.
Good.
Floors perfectly. So it's ready now for occupancy.
Okay.
Does each house have their own entrance?
You have a shared driveway, correct?
Yes.
You have a shared driveway that accesses both properties?
We have a shared driveway, but it's used by more than just the two buildings. As you're aware, there's an annual powwow of the Nanticoke tribe. They are given access to that driveway so they can dress with their regalia and drive and park their cars and so on like that. So yes, that maintains or continues to be a part of our primary residence.
Good. I was there about 25 years ago. Powwow.
Oh, really?
I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did.
Okay. Any other questions?
Any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Price, did you hear the statements made by your attorney? Did you hear the statements made by Ms. Pete?
Did you hear what I said?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you affirm those to be true and correct?
I do.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you'll have a seat, we'll see if anyone's here in favor or opposed.
Okay.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12411 for Mr. and Mrs. Price. I can see no reason why we should not approve it. It won't affect the neighborhood in any way. It's the minimum required, and due to the way that the lots are laid out, the physical circumstances, there's no other way they can do it.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.